Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello, welcome to the Daily Bible. We go through the Bible verse by verse. My name is William Hemsworth. Great to be back with you. So today we're going to cover Matthew chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. And you'll see that they build on the passages that we read over yesterday. So again, Matthew chapter 6, verses 3 through 4 say, "But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you." So in yesterday's passage, we covered chapter 6, verses 1 through 2. Jesus warns us against practicing our piety before men. Now, this doesn't mean that if we do a good deed that we should make sure no one sees, but it's all about right intention. What are we doing it for? Are we doing it to be noticed? Or are we doing it for the right intention, which is to honor God and honor our neighbor? Again, part of the greatest commandment, right? Love God, love your neighbor. Are we doing it for the right intention? So that's what Jesus is getting at here. If we're not doing it for the right intention, if we're doing it for the sake of being noticed or garnering some kind of acclaim, Facebook likes, you know, whatever the case is, it loses its merit. So the act must be good in itself, and we have to perform it with the right intention. It's all about motive. If we're doing it for the wrong reason, if we're doing it for to garner praise on ourselves, Jesus is telling us that that's going to be your reward. You're not going to have any merit from me because you didn't do it for me. You didn't do it for the benefit of someone else. You did it for you. Now, if you do it for the benefit of someone else to honor my command, then that's praiseworthy. You'll be rewarded by the Father. So as we go through the day, as we follow the grace of God to do good deeds for those around us, let's do it for the right reasons, to honor God and to love our neighbor. God bless you. Have a great day.